I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, some Native leaders in Alberta, Canada voice concerns over separatism, and tribal leaders, advocates, and California state lawmakers gathered at the state capitol for day-long MMIP events. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Some Native leaders in Alberta, Canada have added their voices to criticisms over separatism. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the province's premier has defended a pledge of a possible referendum on the issue. Tribal leaders, advocates, and California state lawmakers gathered at the state capitol in Sacramento Wednesday to raise awareness of missing and murdered Indigenous people. Native American Assembly member James Ramos, chair of the California Legislative Native American Caucus, held a press conference before hosting day-long events. Ramos says MMIP continues to gain momentum in the state. Ramos says the day included a hearing to explore how to end violence on tribal lands. In the evening, a candlelight vigil was held with the Capitol Dome illuminated red to honor missing and murdered Indigenous people. Senators Lisa Murkowski, Jeff Merkley, and Brian Schatz are demanding urgent action from the Secretary of Health and Human Services. In a letter to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., they said the Indian Health Service is unable to deliver quality health care services to American Indians and Alaska Natives, as required by federal law. The senators say staffing shortages and a civilian hiring freeze have made matters worse for an already struggling system. They say not only medical services are in jeopardy, but also billing, appointments, lab work, and other essential tasks, even accreditation for IHS facilities. In the letter, the senators called on Kennedy to halt any further cutbacks without first engaging in meaningful tribal consultation. Murkowski, a Republican, is chair of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. Schatz, a Democrat, is vice chair. Merkley is also a Democrat and the ranking member of the Senate Interior Environment Appropriations Committee. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.